And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, September the 20th, 2019, 11 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Well, the early show actually used to be called the Now program, the early show right here on WWGH Radio, and we are going to have some fun again today because every day this week we have had a lot of fun, or at least I have had a lot of fun, bringing up things from Marion's past and Marion's present and talking about them on air with you, the listener, on the toll-free line here, 740-383-9944. And we have had great conversations this week in regard to the Isley Shop, in regard to Tecumseh. There was a lot of interest in that, in regard to Whirlpool, in regard to some other plants that were here in Marion. We talked about certainly Gallagher's Drugstore, which was a big one that we talked about. We talked about Henny and Cooper. We talked about, we've just talked about so many things on the air this week, and we're going to continue that today. Now, what I did last night was I compiled a list of things. Oh, and yesterday, Snow's Record Store. We spent a ton of time yesterday on Snow's Record Store, which was kind of interesting because I have never or had never been to Snow's Record Store, and we learned a lot of things about Mr. Snow himself and where Snow's Record Store was. Now, interestingly enough, everybody who talked about Snow's Record Store yesterday seemed to have the same take, that Snow's Record Store was kind of a dingy place, maybe only a few lights in the place, but yet everybody went there to shop. Now, one thing we did not cover yesterday, as we were talking about Snow's Record Store, was what did they exactly sell? Now, I know they had a little bit of everything, but I mean, as far as groceries, did they sell groceries? Was it mainly a hardware store? Was it a place you could go buy blankets and things like that? Exactly what was being sold in Snow's Record Store? So if you're out there listening and want to jump in, 740-383-9944. Now, yesterday morning, we started kind of odd because when we went on the air yesterday morning, we had a little hiccup and we went off the air. And I think those problems have been resolved. I think it was just an internet connection problem yesterday that kind of went on during my show and Charlie's show, and I think even Glenn's show yesterday. But I'll be on this morning, 8 to 10. Charlie Evers will be on from 10 to 12. And I'll be on from 12 to 1. You'll have to excuse me today. For some reason, last night, I did not get a lot of sleep. I don't know what it was, but I ran into a gentleman last night who said he was having allergy problems. So I think I kind of had a headache last night, but maybe it was related to allergies. It started early in the night last night. Like, I'm going to say about 3 o'clock. Is that early evening? Yeah, we'll say that's early evening. About 3 o'clock yesterday, I started to get this tremendous headache, and it just got worse as the night went on, and I had it all night last night. Now, right now, it doesn't seem to be there, but I think it kind of prohibited some of my sleeping last night. But that's the way it goes. But I'm glad to be here with you this morning. 14 and a half minutes past the hour, toll-free line open, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what kind of things were sold at Snow's Record Store? Now, as I said yesterday, we talked about it kind of being a place where a little bit of everything was sold. But if I wanted to buy a blanket, could I get it there? If I wanted to buy a loaf of bread, could I get it there? If I wanted to buy meat, cheese, or was it more of a hardware store? Was it like hammers and nails and screws and things of that nature? What kind of things were being sold at the very famous Snow's Record Store? 740-383-9944. So that's one of the things I want to talk about this morning. And also, I do want to mention, have spent so much time this week talking about Tecumseh, the plant that was here in Marion right up until 1984, and also Isley's. If you want to talk about that, give us a call. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, it's Snow's Record Store. With a mixture of everything, there's no really no food or anything like that. He had candy rack, He sold stovepipes, hardware, just a little, what you call soup to nuts. Whatever was in there, you can find it.
So basically, if you needed a part for something in your house, that would be the place to go.
That was the place to go.
Right.
If you needed, a stovepipe, screws, whatever you needed, that's where you go find it.
Now, why was it called a racket store? What did that mean?
That's why they call it, because it had everything in there.
Had everything in there.
That's why it was called a racket store.
All right. Well, hey, I thank you for the information.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, well, that's interesting. So Snow's Racket Store was kind of a hardware store that had bits and pieces of everything that you might need for your house. That's kind of interesting. So any more information on Snow's Racket Store, feel free to call in and share, because that was a very popular subject yesterday. So give us a call, 740-383-9944. And as I said, we talked so much this week about the Isley shops here in Marion, which I think we have learned there were so many of them. There were some on Center Street, there were some on Prospect Street, there were some on Mount Vernon Avenue, or at least one on Mount Vernon Avenue. And we talked about the ice cream, and we talked about the Klondike bars, and if you got a pink Klondike bar, you got a Klondike for free, and how they used to sell them individually, and all those interesting things. Give us a call, 740-383-9944, if you still want to talk about those type of things. Now, a subject that I thought might be interesting to bring up this morning is theaters in Marion. Because I got to thinking, the only movie theater that I remember is the one that we currently have. Now, it's been under several different ownerships over the years, but it's the movie theater in the mall. But I know there had to be movie theaters prior to that one in Marion. So if I was in Marion in the 50s, 60s, 70s, where would I have went and seen a new movie that would have been coming out? Now, I know the Palace Theater has been opened and closed over the years. It's had a long run of being open now, and I think very successful at this point. But where were the theaters here in Marion? I know there used to be more than just one theater, than just the Palace Theater. And I know there once was the Grand Opera House, which was on, I believe that was on State Street. And I believe the Elks still own that building, or the Elks did own that building. And I think the Grand Opera House sign is still up outside in front of that building, right before the overpass over on State Street. But it's my understanding that the Grand Opera House that was originally there burned down in the early 1900s, and all that was left was the front of the building. And then they rebuilt the rest of the building, and they put another theater in there. But it wasn't a big theater like the Palace Theater. I believe the Palace Theater seats like 1,400 people. But I'm not sure how many people would have been in the theater that they eventually went to, where the Grand Opera House and the Elks were, over on State Street. And I also think there was another theater somewhere in Marion other than the Palace Theater. So does anybody know where the movie theaters would have been? Did they show them in these theaters? I don't know. Or were there shows in these theaters? Or where were these theaters, aside from the Palace Theater? It's kind of interesting because of that era, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s, Marion had drive-in theaters. That was a very popular thing. And maybe you went and saw your movies at drive-in theaters before the opening of the theater in the mall. Does anybody have any memories of the drive-in theaters in Marion County? Where were they? Are any of the pictures still standing? Screens? Or is there any remnants of any of the drive-in theaters in Marion? Certainly they closed long ago, but I don't know where they were or what they were or anything of that nature. Go ahead, caller.
Chad.
Yes.
On the theaters.
Yes.
The Elmwood Grand, you're talking about South State, was the Ohio Theater, was in there. And then on Center Street, down there by yours, the old Euro building, that empty parking lot, that was the Marion Theater, down by the police station. It would be on the southwest corner, where that driving school is. That was the State Theater. There was a college in there after that and all. And I don't really remember all of it, but down in the West End, there's a theater. There on Davis Street. Those are the ones I can remember, besides the Palace.
So there were four theaters. There was the State, the Ohio, the Marion, and then there was one on the West End.
Right. Yeah, Marion Theater burnt down years ago.
Now,
that's it with the parking lot. Those are my old viewers.
Now, did these theaters show movies, or did they have shows in them?
We had movies.
Movies in those.
The Ohio, the Marion, and the State all showed movies. Now, the Marion Theater, on weekends, always showed serials, like Lone Ranger and all that, and those shows like that. And then State Theater would show regular movies.
Ah, well, that's interesting. I thank you for calling in.
Yep.
All right, we are talking about theaters in Marion. Now there, thanks to our caller, we got the names of a lot of these theaters that were in Marion. Now, does anybody have the names of these theaters? The Marion Theater, or the what went on there? The Marion Theater, the Ohio Theater, the State Theater, or does anybody remember the theater that would have been on the west end of town? Also, any memories or interesting things as far as drive-in theaters go in Marion County? Because I know a lot of people have talked about going and seeing movies at drive-in theaters at that era. During that era. I think probably the era of the drive-in theater was the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Maybe even into the 70s a little bit, before the VCR came out. But I don't know where the drive-in theaters were in Marion. I think there was a drive-in theater somewhere on Route 4, out beyond where Crystal Lake Amusement Park was. But I'm not sure. Does anybody know or have any memories of the drive-in theaters in Marion? Where were they? And is there anything left of any of these drive-in theaters? Are there any parking lots? Are there any screens? Are there any of the little boxes? What do you know? Go ahead, caller.
I forgot to tell you, Scott. The North Drive-In Theater was out on 423, which is 423 and that was Old 23, right before you got to the cemetery.
Oh, okay.
And then the South Theater was out on the south end at Wild Swallow Road. Now, you went out that way, and that's where the South Drive-In Theater was.
Oh, okay. So we had the north and the south.
Right.
All right. Hey, thank you.
And out where the south is, I think we'll call the glass company or something out there now. Housing, whatever.
Now, is there anything left of these theaters? Are the screens gone? Is
The North Theater, the last time I left around and looked back, they still had one screen set.
One screen?
It hadn't been torn down yet.
And
everything else is all gone.
And the North Theater is how far up 423?
When you made a split to go old 423 now, it was only up to a half mile, right before you got to the cemetery.
Right before you got to the cemetery there.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, here are one. That's some very interesting information on the drive-ins, because we had a north and we had a south drive-in. Now, I would guess that that probably had something to do with the fact of people living in the north end of town and people living in the south end of town, that they would need something. So, give me a call. 740-383-9944. See, that's what happens when I try to read when I'm doing something here. I tried to read a little note that came in there while I'm talking on the air. You should not try to read while you're on the air. See, that's something that didn't used to happen because of the internet. But now you have the internet going and you pay attention to it and you take your mind off what you're doing. But we're talking about the North and the South drive-in here. Does anybody have any memories of the North and South drive-in here in Marion, which I know a lot of people went and saw movies at those establishments? Or does anybody have any memories of the Marion Theater, the Ohio Theater, the State Theater, or the theater that was on the west end of town? Does anybody remember the theater that was on the west end of town? These were theaters other than the Palace Theater where they showed movies, and they, I guess, had shows in these particular theaters. Can anybody remember of it, any shows or any movies that were highly popular here in Marion throughout the years that would have been shown at these theaters? I think that's an interesting thing to talk about. Now, another thing that I think will be interesting to talk about this morning is, let's see here. Well, we had Sheriff Bailey on about a week ago, and it's always fun to chat with Sheriff Bailey. But there have been a lot of interesting sheriffs over the years here in Marion, and one of the sheriffs that people remember so well and so fondly was Sheriff Max Ross, who passed away in the last couple years. But Max was also not just the sheriff, he was also a coach at Marion Catholic High School for a lot of years and had some winning football teams over there. And I was wondering if anybody had any run-ins or stories of Max Ross, because I was trying to think of people in the Marion community who were very established. And I think Max being the sheriff at one point and also teaching duties at Marion Catholic High School would be somebody we'd remember very well, as football was very popular there in those days. So any memories of Max Ross or these theaters that are in town? Also, another gentleman who we had on the show who has since passed away, Bob Smith, the owner and operator of the Smith Cardinal, which used to be over on North Main Street for many, many years. Does anybody remember Bob Smith or Smith Cardinal, going into the Smith Cardinal? That was a very popular grocery store for so many years. So we're talking about memories of Bob Smith, the owner of the Smith Cardinal. We're talking about Max Ross, former sheriff, former coach at Marion Catholic. We're talking about the theaters here in Marion, the one on the West End, the Marion Theater, the Ohio Theater, the State Theater. We're talking about the drive-ins in Marion on the north and south side of town. Is the screen for the north drive-in still there, just up 423 before the cemetery? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're talking about the movie history of Marion here, the drive-in theaters, West End, Marion, Ohio, State. And you know something that's also of interest to me? People always talk about shooting the loop. Now, I have no idea where the loop was, is, or what you were even supposed to do in the loop. I know it had something to do with a car. That's about all I know. Does anybody know where exactly the loop was in Marion that apparently kids were shooting on Fridays and Saturday nights? And what was the reasoning behind it to go and shoot the loop? Was it just something to do where kids gathered? That's another thing that I think is interesting to talk about. 740-383-9944. Another person who is of great interest in Marion, Ohio history would have been Father Fury from Marion Catholic. I've heard that name brought up so many times, a big proponent of so many things here in Marion. Father Fury, who was a member of the Marion Catholic Church, a father there, and also did work at the Marion Catholic High School. Now, does anybody remember or have any things to say about Father Fury? And also yesterday, I brought up the Fair Park Sundries. Now, the Fair Park Sundries used to be located over by Fair Park. Fair Park has that little strip mall out there across from the grocery store. It's been there for years. And in the last store of that strip mall, which is now the computer corner, there was a little place called Fair Park Sundries. And it was run by a woman named Dorothy. And I cannot think of her last name. Might have been Nemeth or Nesmith or something like that. But everybody knew her as Dorothy. And she had a kind of a big beehive hairdo. And Dorothy was always in there. And I remember going in there when I was younger. And I can't remember if it was a drugstore. I remember there was a gentleman in there who helped her. But I can't remember if it was primarily a drugstore or if it was a candy store or exactly what the Fair Park Sundries was. I know you could get a lot of things in there. And I also know that it was operated for many years. I don't know how many years Dorothy was there, but she was there a long time. And the one thing I remember was one day Dorothy just closed up, and that was that. And there was no more Fair Park Sundries after Dorothy was gone. But she was in there every day. I say Dorothy Nesmith or Nemeth or something like that. Does anybody remember Dorothy and the Fair Park Sundries? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A lot of interesting questions, I think, here on the table this morning. Talking about Dorothy and the Fair Park Sundries, talking about memories of Snow's Racket Store, which was a very popular subject yesterday, talking about former Sheriff Max Ross, talking about the old proprietor of the Smith Cardinal Store here in Marion, owner Bob Smith, talking about Father Fury, who was here for so many years, talking about the theaters that used to be in Marion, the Marion Theater, the State Theater, the Ohio Theater, and whatever theater was on the West End. Obviously, I think one of the theaters burned down, the caller said. But what happened to the rest of these theaters that were in Marion? Did they just go under because people stopped going to them? What happened to the theaters in Marion County? The Marion Theater, the Ohio Theater, the State Theater, the theater that was on the West End. Why did they go away? And do you think if Marion had other theaters than the Palace Theater today that people would go to them? Do you think in a world of Netflix and internet and everything we have at our fingertips now, do you think people would go to these theaters if they were there? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you this morning. It's always to get you, always interesting to get your intake on these things. And that's why we do this Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., because we want to know what you have to say and what your input is, because it's certainly greater than my input, because I don't remember a whole lot of these things, like the Isley shops here in Marion. I remember the one on Mount Vernon Avenue, but that would be it. Tecumseh, I vaguely remember that. But I don't remember it hugely well. I don't remember really any of these theaters except the Palace Theater. And the drive-ins, I kind of remember them, but I don't remember when they went under. So does anybody have any memories or flashbacks of any of these things that were of great interest in Marion, Ohio over the years? Or the Loop. What was the Loop? And why did people shoot the Loop? And how popular was the Loop in those decades? I think these are interesting questions that maybe people would be interested to hear this morning here on WWGH Radio if you happen to know the answer. Now, again, the phone lines remain open, 740-383-9944. Now, something I wanted to do yesterday at the top of the program that I did not get the chance to do was play this audio clip, and it kind of got through, kind of didn't, because we were going on and off the air. But what I wanted to do, the founder of broadcasting here in Marion was Bob Mason. Bob Mason founded WMRN on December 23rd, 1940. Now, in the early 1960s, I believe it was probably 1960, on the 20th anniversary of WMRN, Bob went in and recorded in his own voice what he thought local radio should be. And we have that audio clip. And I think it's kind of something to hear. And also, if you've never heard the voice of Bob Mason, the founder of broadcasting in Marion, it'll be a little treat for you. So here's Bob Mason from the 60s talking about what he thought broadcasting should be in Marion, the founder of Marion Broadcasting.
2 o'clock, December 23rd, 1940. Before Pearl Harbor, before building of the Scioto Ordnance Plant, before Marion Engineer Depot, before Marion launched on a program of rebirth and rebuilding. 20 years ago, a new voice of progress appeared upon the scene, a voice dedicated to public service and community progress, a radio station which in the past 2 decades has become an integral part of community life, a medium of news for local as well as regional, state, national, and international events, a medium for education through public forums, through cooperation with schools, colleges, and universities, a medium for entertainment and music from grand opera to folk song, a trading post for merchandise, a sports reporter from the scenes of high school and college basketball and football. While other electronic media have emphasized rock and roll or frantic and frenzied broadcasting, it has been the unswerving policy of this station to render only such substantial and intimate service as could be obtained from no other source, even to recovery of lost pets or people.
Now that is the voice of Bob Mason, the founder of WMRN. That's the station he was talking about, and the kind of father of broadcast media here in Marion, founding WMRN December 23rd, 1940. Now what I think's interesting about that little piece of audio tape is what he talks about, which I've always felt was probably the most important part of broadcasting in any local community, is to give the community something that they cannot get anywhere else. And that's why music to me, which I love music, I like music, I listen to music, all kinds of music, is always a little different to me on the radio, because you can get those songs anywhere. And you really always could. You could buy the records, you could buy the CDs, you could buy the cassette tapes, you could even buy the 8-tracks. But what we're doing here right now, this conversation that we're having this morning and allowing you to call in and share information, this is not happening anywhere else. You cannot go to the record store, you cannot go to the department store, you can't go to the music store and get the conversation that we're having now. And I think Bob Mason had that right back in 1940, and I think it still holds true almost 80 years later after the founding of broadcasting in Marion. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Do you like this type of radio? Do you like being able to call in and share your thoughts of things of yesteryear or things that are currently going on in Marion? If there's anything currently going on that you would like to talk about, feel free to give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. The phone lines remain open 39 and a half minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion's Talking Place. And that's why it's the talking place. It's a place where you can talk. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We would love to hear from you. But a lot of topics this morning that I thought might spark interest in people. Father Fury, Bob Smith from the old Smith Cardinal, Max Ross, the former sheriff, the Isley Shop, the old Tecumseh plant, the drive-in theaters here in Marion, the North and the South, the old theaters, the Marion, the Ohio, the State Theater, the Theater on the West End. Any memories of any of those things, anything that triggers in your mind? 740-383-9944. Or do you remember going to see something, a movie, in any of these places? Now, another thing that is kind of interest to me is talking about current things. not just things that were happening in the past. I heard last night that there was some kind of an accident, and we have not gotten the report on it yet, that there was some kind of accident last night out by Whirlpool. Did anybody hear anything about this? That there was an accident out by Whirlpool last night? I think it would have been later in the evening last night, maybe sometime around 9 or 10 o'clock last night. Was anybody out by Whirlpool, or did anybody hear anything that went out by Whirlpool last night around 9 or 10 o'clock? I know a lot of people have scanners and things of that nature, and also have friends that maybe talk about this. I heard about it, but I have not heard anything from any department here in Marion yet about any accident that would have happened out there. But if anybody has any information, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about an accident that might have happened out by Whirlpool last night, probably around 8, 9, 10 o'clock? And if there was an accident out there, we certainly hope that everybody is okay. Now, there's another piece of audio that I wanted to play this morning. I found this piece of audio. Now, this piece of audio is probably well over 25 years old. And it's well over 25 years old because I know the ages of the people involved. But for so many years, the morning man here in WMRN was Charlie Evers. I believe he left that post in 95 or 96. But so you had Charlie doing the morning show every morning. And of course, one of our most revered citizens for a long, long time has been Martha Dowse. And there was a little piece of footage, audio footage, that I came about of Martha and Charlie having a conversation on the airwaves. But I'm not really sure what year this was. I'm trying to think. Well, it's a fun conversation to listen to, but remember, it's an old tape, so it'll sound a little different coming across the airwaves. But here is a little audio tape that we dug up, Martha Dowse and Charlie Evers from yesteryear, here on WWGH Radio.
There, okay, all right. Now we have this other phone call. Yes, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. Evers.
Well, good morning, Martha. And I've got your carnations here right beside me. Thank you very much.
Now, I just thought you should have that because, you know what? Martha Menasi's got a birthday today.
Yes, how about?
18, but...
Yeah, 18, you say? Yes, don't we all wish?
You know, it's nice to reach this... Well, I might have just well tell you, 60.
Oh, really?
And to be healthy, happy, and have a wonderful family, and know lots of friends, people like you, I think I'm pretty lucky.
Well, yes, I would say so. No matter what age you are, if you're healthy and able to do good things, why, that's great. You've got 4 years up on me. That's not too many, though.
Well, I wanted to tell you, Charlie, real quick about what's happening with our studios. We have been asked to help out with the Children's Network Telethon. And, oh, have I got some cute things planned, especially for all of those ballroom dancers that used to attend the 25 years of Mike Rollins. Remember those dances?
Yes, very well. Mike Rollins' leukemia benefit dances.
Yes, and I feel like it's kind of renewing itself because we did that all for Children's Hospital and research under the name of Mike Rollins. And I wanted to tell you that we'll be out at the mall from 1 to 3 the 1st of June.
Okay, from 1 till 3 on June 1st for the Children's Miracle Telethon Network.
Yes, and oh, Charlie, if you'd come out and see us and just talk to us a little bit, I'd love it.
See, what am I doing June 1st? I know, June 1st is the hot tamale. Now, you would know what the hot tamale is, but this is a bike ride that our local club is putting on.
Oh, boy.
And so that runs all day on June 1st, and I'm going to be involved with that as a sag wagon.
How can you do that again after you just got back from the big trip you made?
Well, that's nothing. I'm going 200 miles beginning tomorrow over 2 days, so...
Oh, I don't know. I tell you. I think that's great the way you do things.
Well, it's fun to get out. But, Martha, you're going to have a lot of... let's see, these are... Now, what is the title again? Not what's going on, but your part of it.
My part of it is just the Dallas Dance Studios, and we have seven of them coming in all together, bringing their students that will be mingled or interspersed with the ballroom dancers. I'm going to play some Glenn Miller things, and some of our people that would like to come up there and dance, I don't see any reason why they couldn't, but... I would love to have them put some money in the fishbowl that I'm going to have.
Oh, yes.
See? And I have quite a bit of money that I want to get, given to the Children's Network. And, you know, we've got to do a lot of work. So I thought I'd start today as a special day to kick my little 1 to 3 hour segment.
Okay.
And we will be having kids from like Waldo, Delaware, Bucyrus, Montgomery, Richwood, and Galleon, and of course Marion. And Charlie, we're doing seven recitals, believe it or not, between now and the 22nd of June. And we are doing the Proud to be American, naturally. And we have so many nice military things, and we're going to show off some of our kids that day, too. But if you're not going to see us, I want you to think about us.
Sure will. You bet.
And you have a good trip, and I will be seeing you.
All right, Martha, thanks a lot. Call us maybe sometime next week, too, and remind us about this.
Oh, bless your heart. I'll do that, and have a good day.
Okay, fine.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Martha Dallas-Manasi, and isn't that something Martha told how... And I've heard various people say, I wonder how old Martha is. Just wonder how old... Well, she's 60 now. She readily admitted that, and that's great.
That's great. Age is a state of mind.
That's right, it is. And that's super. Okay, and in honor of her birthday, she sent me two carnations. Now, how about that?
That's really nice.
And in a special little holder there, and so I've got them right here. So that ought to make a cheery Friday.
It's always nice to have some flowers inside.
Yes, it is.
Except flowers are always nice.
Before you die.
Yeah, really.
Yes, really.
You can appreciate
the deceased has no, cannot, well, isn't that? Oh, well, Michelle.
And that was a classic piece of audio, Charlie Evers and Martha Dallas-Manasi having a conversation all those years ago. And I was trying to think of, obviously that would have been on Martha's birthday, and I know that Martha's birthday is in May, so I was trying to think of what year that would have been. Now Martha, of course, a few years older than 60 now, but that would have been a conversation between Martha Dallas and Charlie Evers back on Martha's 60th birthday. And I thought you might enjoy hearing that clip here this morning. Now, Martha Dallas, now there is a staple in the Marion community. 76 years, I believe, she's been in operation now, and I don't know how many studios throughout the state, but I believe Martha's even got studios outside of the state of Ohio at this particular point. And her daughters have all done tremendous jobs. I know Marilyn here in Marion does a tremendous job and has for many years, but Martha and Joe Manasi, what an amazing couple they have been. And I think about Mike Rollins dances that Martha used to organize for leukemia. And I asked Martha about that one time because I did not realize what her connection was to this Mike Rollins. I'd never heard that name before. And Martha, I don't really think, knew the Rollins family prior to the Mike Rollins dances. It's my understanding that Mrs. Rollins' son, Mike, had leukemia. He was a child, and he knew Martha did things in the community. And he called up Martha and asked her to raise money for leukemia. And Martha did it, and I don't know how many years did she say she did it there? 25 years, something like that? And it used to be broadcast on the radio. I think it was up through the 70s that went on, and raised a lot of money for leukemia research. And down at Children's Hospital in Columbus, I believe there is a plaque in the leukemia area talking about Martha Dowse and all the money she raised over those many, many years that the Mike Rollins dances went on. Does anybody have any memories of those, the Mike Rollins dances? As I say, I know for several years they were broadcast over the airwaves. Did anybody out there attend the Mike Rollins dances? Now, I know a lot of people out there remember and know Martha Dowse well and remember all the great things she did in the community. And she's still around. Martha, she's called in this week. So Martha is still out there dancing and listening and doing everything that she's been doing for 76 years now in the Marion community. So there's a great person to talk about. Any memories of Martha Dowse or her dance studios or things she did? I remember her floats in the popcorn festival, and of course her husband Joe being JoJo the Clown, and all the performances that he gave throughout the Marion community, and the dance recitals. And I was trying to think, over 76 years, how many kids must have went through the Martha Dowse Dance School here in Marion. So does anybody have any memories of Martha and her teaching and things she did in Marion, Mike Rollins dances, so on and so forth? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That is a topic of conversation today, and certainly hope you enjoyed that little piece of audio footage. And other topics that would be interesting to talk about today, as I have said, Father Fury, Bob Smith, the owner, former owner of Smith Cardinal Grocery Store, Max Ross, the former sheriff here in Marion and coach at Marion Catholic High School. Does anybody have any memories of the theaters that used to be here in Marion on the West End, the Marion Theater, the Ohio Theater, the State Theater, the drive-ins that were here in Marion on the north and the south end of town, the Isley Shop, Tecumseh? Did anybody ever meet Bob Mason? Now, we heard Bob Mason's voice earlier on in this hour, the founder of broadcast media here in Marion, along with his brother Frank Mason. Did anybody ever meet Bob Mason or remember anything Bob did? Because I know Bob went to a lot of schools and did a lot of things, because in those days, the radio station was out at just about every event going on in the community. Does anybody have any memories of Bob Mason, the founder of broadcast media here in Marion, former owner of WMRN Marion? Does anybody have any memories of him? And when we were talking about restaurants the other day, I thought the Shovel Restaurant, what an interesting place that was. Now, that just closed in recent years, but for many years, the Shovel Restaurant was open, and a lot of people liked to go there for breakfast and lunch and Saturday night. Does anybody have any memories of the Shovel Restaurant? And how did the Shovel Restaurant get its name? Was it because it was located close to the Marion Power Shovel? Did a lot of people from the Shovel used to go over there and eat? Was it that how the Shovel Restaurant got its name? I was never really sure about that. Fair Park Sundry, still waiting to hear anything back about Dorothy from the Fair Park Sundry days. So a lot of things to talk about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here at WWGH Radio. Any memories you might have on any of these topics, or anything else that might be of interest to you, anything going on in Marion, or anything that currently strikes interest, you know? Downtown is certainly changing here in Marion. I think all for the better, people feel. A lot of things changing and looks changing and businesses coming in. The east end of town, of course, doing very well. I'm always amazed when I pass by the dorms. They're on a University Drive. And I think about how full those dorms are and how great that is for Marion, that people are coming in who don't live in Marion and getting to sample our community and live here while they go to college. So there's a lot of interesting stuff when you talk about Marion, Ohio. All right, 740-383-9944, 55 and a half minutes past the hour on this Friday morning. Anybody have anything that they would like to talk about? We would love to hear from you. Kind of a slow morning this morning. Now, we've had a pretty busy week all week. We had quite a few calls in regard to all the things we've talked about. I know there were a lot of memories of the Tecumseh plant and why they shut down and the riot that went on in 83 and the closing in 84. And then, of course, there certainly were a lot of memories of Gallagher's drugstore and the Isley shop and Snow's racket store. I know that brought back a lot of great memories. Is there something I'm forgetting in the history of Marion that would have been a major part of Marion history that maybe somebody would like to hear about? Is there a topic that you would like to know more about? Give me a ring here, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. Do want to let people know again that our hours for pickup of your prizes, if you've won a prize, are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, if you can't listen on a radio, you can always listen online at wwgh1071.com. And if you want to listen on your mobile device, just download the free TuneIn app. It's absolutely free. And search WWGH, and you can hear us anywhere in the world. Wonder if the phones are working. They seem to be working. This is a particularly slow morning. Nobody has any memories of the theaters in Marion, the drive-ins, the things that went on in yesteryear here in Marion. I know we had a lot of talk earlier on in the week about possibly bringing back a version of Tradio on this station, and Glenn Coble has been talking about that, and that might happen in the near future. I think it'll be called Swap Shop on this station, but who knows? Is there still an interest in that? Is there still an interest in bringing back a trade-in swap program like Tradio was? You got to let us know. And will the word of mouth work in getting that word out? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open on this getaway Friday morning as we approach the top of the hour here. It's always fun to talk with people out there in the listener land. But, you know, it's always funny because if something's going on television or somewhere else in the world, I really don't know about it. So that's maybe why people have turned away from their radios. You really don't know what's going on in the world. I guess I'll have to check on the break and see if the world is still here and around, because it certainly has been a slower hour this morning as far as calls go. But that's okay. It's allowed me to talk about some things that I remember. But I would love to hear about things that you remember. That is always far more important to me. 59 minutes past the hour. Now, we're going to do this next hour from 10 after 9 until 10 o'clock. So you'll want to stay tuned here to WWGH Radio for that. And remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just keep calling until somebody answers. And we will pick up the phone and we will talk to you about your memories or your input or something that's of interest to you as it relates to Marion, Ohio, and beyond. Informing the community the best way we can do through history and otherwise. I know Friday morning's always a busy morning. Maybe people are out heading to the grocery store, getting ready for the big weekend. That is certainly a possibility, I would think. Well, we're going to break. We're going to do another hour of this from 9:15 to 10, so hopefully you have your dialing fingers ready. Be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first, when you see whether it's good or not, and then you